There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 124, How Conversations Live or Die. Pero, why are we talking about this?
Oh, nga, hindi nga ironic.
Tulad nga na sabi ko, nakakamiss na nga yung mga ano natin. Pa-charisma on command episodes.
Are we even charismatic?
Pero yun ang weird. Ito, disclaimer nga. We're one of the least charismatic people we know.
We are no lifestyle coach. And I mali. We are no... Tama, lifestyle coach. Life coach, di ba? Hindi din kami mo parang...
Hindi rin tayo pwedeng magturo sa ano, John Robert Powers.
No, so why are we doing this? Because...
It's for fellow introverts who are awkward.
Yeah. We are both introverts.
And hello.
Who are trying their best.
Parang ano nga, no? Ang nerdy ng approach natin. How do you make conversation? Sige nga, magbabasa ako muna sa websites on how to do it. Or makikinig muna akong podcast. Or manonood ako ng YouTube. Hindi, pero it's a skill din naman. It's a soft skill.
It is.
Pero essential na skill siya na we take for granted yung practice. Kasi it doesn't come naturally to a lot of people, especially introverts like us.
I think kasi it's
Or kung extrovert ka naman, minsan kung kulang ka sa practice, you'll come off as annoying.
But I would like to argue, it's not whether there are introverts who are good conversationalists and there are also extroverts who are bad at it. So I don't think introversion or extroversion is directly proportional to being a good conversationalist.
Pero ako, yeah. I beg to differ ng konti. From all the years of talking to people.
Mm.
Dun sa sample size ko.
Mm.
The sample size of all the people I've talked to.
Mm.
Kadalasan extroverts, hindi masyadong masarap kausap. Dun sa mga conversations na gusto ko. Parang mas okay. ang extroverts more like, "Hi, hello guys. Okay, bye-bye."
Okay. Sige.
Pero pag-usapan natin mamaya.
Okay.
Pero tanong rin natin sa PodPals, what does it feel like talking to an extrovert?
Hindi, pero I guess I just don't want this whole topic to be
anti-extrovert.
Extroverts versus introverts.
Oh, naman. That would be telling of us masyado.
And that would be reductive. Reductive. Anyway.
Oh, nagsi-second voice ka na. Parang yung sabi ni Victor, di ba? Victor Anastasio, na yung mga bading daw, kung may nasabi silang impressive, linalagyan nila ng second voice, no? Reductive.
I don't think it's exclusive to gay people.
Okay, so my first question.
Oh.
In a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a conversationalist?
10 being the highest.
10 being the highest.
Just a 5.
Oh, you're that bad. Ako feeling ko I'm a 7.
If you are a 7, I am a 14.
Oy, grabe. I have a bad tendency of talking over people.
Then it's not a conversation.
It's a what? It's a diatribe.
It's a monologue. It's a comedic monologue. Bit. I guess...
Di naman ako ganun.
Pero, sige, explain ko why I scored myself 5. It's because I think I tend to listen more and ask questions than contribute information about myself or my thoughts. So I guess kaya ko i-prolong, but it will feel like I am interviewing you more than we are exchanging ideas.
Ah, so on a normal day. Ano ka, you.
I guess yes, especially if it's like first meet. I guess alam mo,
you hate talking about yourself.
Ang hirap kasing sagutin ng tanong mo kasi parang may variables pa yan. Like, am I a good conversationalist in terms of, kunwari, are we friends? Is the person I'm talking to someone I just met? Where am I? Is it a social situation? Is it a job thing? Is it me talking to a client?
May levels of intimacy, no?
Always. So, ang hirap rin sagutin ng tanong
mo. Iba yung conversation kung kausap mo yung parang dalawang beses mo palang ma-meet.
Yes.
Versus conversation with a friend na kilala mo since high school.
Yes. So, I guess, kung parang, ano ba, basic answer, i-assume ko, you are asking me if I am good at carrying conversations with strangers I just met.
No. All lahat. All encompassing.
Siguro, if strangers I just met, I think I'm...
Hi, hello. How's the weather?
I am a 7.
Okay.
If close tayo, I think I am more of a listener than a daldalera. Yun.
Ako ka naman, I'm a back and forth guy. 50-50 talaga. I talk. You listen.
Yun, I
listen. Hindi!
Hindi yun na yun. Ang dami nagsasabi sa
mga friends ko, nagulat ako na marami nagsasabi ng friends ko.
Ano?
One of the many conversations they had with me, naalala pa rin nila hanggang ngayon. And super touched ako doon. Kumbaga, they have awesome conversations with me naman.
Those are your close friends?
Kahit yung mga single serving friends.
Paano mo nakuha yung testimony?
A double serving friends.
Okay.
Well, nag-Facebook Messenger sila. Uy, ang saya nung kwentuhan. Ganon.
Okay.
Bitin yung, yon. Gauge ko, kung nagsabi sila, uy, pare, bitin yung ano. Winsy, bitin yung usap natin.
Okay.
May next time pa ba?
Okay.
Yon.
Wow.
Doon ako nagkakaroon
very
ng confidence.
Very expressive set of friends.
Bakit? Masama?
Hindi.
Porkit lalaki kami, hindi pwedeng sabihin yan.
Hindi. I'm just saying, maybe I am a bad conversationalist then because I don't get those kinds of feedback.
Conversations are back and forth.
Oo nga, alam ko. Pero parang wala akong parang abitin or like, kailan yung next usap? Parang wala naman.
But maybe I'm a better conversationalist.
It's for the pod pals to answer.
So okay, how often do you start a conversation? Ito na.
How often do I start a conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or ikaw ba yung linalapitan? Kadalasan.
I don't usually start conversations. Oh, okay. But when I am introduced, yun nga, I tend to ask questions.
Oh, yun. Then you start.
Hindi. Mag-hi sila. Tapos...
So in other words, suplado ka?
Hindi. Hindi. Actually, I am very proud that I am a friendly person. Like, I say hi first.
Wala yan. Kayong parang, oh, hindi ako mag-hi kung hindi ka mag-hi sa akin.
Hindi. Hindi naman. Pero I think recurring na, ito alam mo, naaasar ako sa mga tao na, kunwari, nag-hi na ako sa'yo. Tapos, ang ano mo pa? Like, ang eme mo pa?
Sino
like,
ka ulit?
Ganun. Yung, tapataman mo yung energy ko.
Ah, okay. Pero ito, sige.
Like, bad trip ka ba everyday? Am I... Pero pag nakita ko kasi itong person na to in like a gig or like a, I don't know, some hipster convention shit. When I see this person, I say hi to everyone plus her.
Reveal mo yung pangalan niya?
Hindi. I say hi to everyone. Tapos, ang baba ng energy niya sa akin. Pero kapag mas sikat na person, taas na energy. Yung parang, okay, maybe I'm not cool enough for you. So, sorry naman. Yun, naiinis ako pag ganun, na parang, ilang beses na tayo na-introduce, ilang beses na tayo nag-meet, ilang beses na rin ako nag-hi sa'yo. wala bang instance sa pagkikita at mag-hi ka sa akin first? Like, alam mo yun, ma-feel mo yun eh.
Pero importante ba sa'yo yung ikaw yung mag-hi muna or siya? Parang ganun.
I think hindi. It's not a matter of saying hi first eh. Mas yung energy back.
Parang low energy. Hi. Kumusta ka?
Like, pag nag-hi ako sa'yo, parang sana man lang, kahit hindi sintaas na energy ko, but you know, look at me as a complete person. Hindi parang, andyan ka pala.
Pero baliktad so, naman tayo.
How dare
ko,
you?
Nalala ko, yun nasa Gateway Cinema tayo for the premiere of Poor Things.
Oh.
Sinet mo ako aside, tapos sabi mo, Wincy, hindi mo kailangan mag-rush saying hi to all these people. Kasi parang palengke to, sabi mo.
Oh.
Maghintay ka kung wala na silang kausap, tapos doon ka lumapit. Sabi mo.
Exactly.
Kasi ako parang aligaga talaga. Uy, mag-hi ako sa kanya. Ay, may kausap siya. Oh. Ay, mag-hi. Ay, umalis siya. Sinabi mo, calm down. Mababati mo sila. Ako parang ano ako, Labrador, no? Golden Retriever.
Eh, ako kasi
na parang... Na tumatahol sa lahat ng tao.
Di ba parang kalamang isi...
People pleaser, eh.
Parang siyang ocean. Di ba? Ano, magpapaddle ka, papagod ka ba to chase the wave or you just wait for the wave?
To come to you.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a good metaphor.
Like, just be ready when the person says hi. Have the energy, have the
Pero ikaw ba palagi may mataas ang energy mo kung may mag-hi sa'yo?
So first, tinatapatan ko siya.
Mirroring, no?
Oo. Oh.
Yan magandang hack talaga yung mirroring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ibagay mo yung energy nung nasa harap mo. No?
Kung low energy siya,
at yung posture mo rin, eto, Charisma on Command mode na. Mirroring pod pals, eto na, mansplaining time. Mansplaining time. Mirroring is when you...
Mirror.
O nga naman. I-explain pa ba yan?
O nga.
Gagayahin mo na lang yung posture, yung tone ng voice, volume ng voice, nung nasa harap mo.
Or hindi nga gagayahin eh. I-reflect back mo. Like, para siyang dance. Diba? Na, if mag-forward siya, mag-backward kang konti. Diba? I mean like,
pero this takes,
pakiramdaman siya. Oh, ganun.
Pero that takes skill. Kasi, and practice.
Mm.
Kasi it's almost like reading a room din. Yung micro-expressions niya na parang, magpapakabibo ba ako o mukhang pagod siya?
Yes.
Diba?
I think, for me ha, what works for me is, my frame of mind is that I am open. Kunwari, nag-hi, in-introduce. I'm open. Wala akong judgment. Wala akong any anxiety towards this conversation. Like, super open. And then, una niyang strike. Tatry mo nang i-absorb yun, diba? Ano kaya yung gusto niya? Like, for example, same event dun sa Poor Things. It was the first time I met your friend, Lena.
Lena Kubangbang.
Yes.
Hi, Lena. Na podbal.
Wow. O, yun.
Hi, Lena.
Pero she didn't strike me as parang...
Aloof.
She didn't treat me like a stranger. Parang may... Ah, okay. May air of familiarity agad siya. Kahit,
kasi baka nakikinig siya sa podcast.
Kahit first time pa lang namin nag-meet. So, edi i-reflect ba ko yun? I'll treat her... Kumbaga, maghahanap ako ng... sino ba pinakamalapit yung energy sa kanya? Probably si Chard. So, the way I would talk to Chard... So,
parang babaeng bakla siya. Which is true naman.
Kumbaga, thin slicing... by Malcolm Gladwell.
What is thin slicing?
Basically, parang yung quick little details na napipick up mo, ibabangga mo na siya dun sa mga data ng other experiences mo. Parang yung archetyping, stereotyping, pero short term.
So parang AI din, you feed your brain with information tapos you come up with an algorithm.
Well, that's how my brain works. Yun. So parang, okay, I'll approach her this way. And then may katabi siya na friend, diba?
Oo.
I think Ramon. Eh yun, I'm really bad with names. Pero I know their faces when I see them.
So you're good with remembering faces but not names.
And yung mga kwento nila. Pero sobrang hina ko sa names, sobrang hina ko sa birthdays. And then her friend started interjecting about TikTok. Tapos wala na. Eh di okay. Di mag-usap tayo about TikTok.
Buhay na yung conversation.
Oo, ganun lang.
Parang apoy rin siya na ano, no? Na pinapaypayan mo, no?
Pero I think it's you accommodating other people first. more than you wanting to say something to them.
Pero sige, speaking of micro expressions, since nabanggit mo na with your thin slicing ano explanation.
Oh. Ano yung sabihan na naman nila akong ano?
Nerd. De, ano yung tinitingnan mo sa micro expression? Yung bibig ba? Yung mata? Yung tindig? Yung kamay? Ano tinitingnan
mo? What do you mean?
Micro expressions.
Hindi, like titingnan ko
parang
sa...
Parang lie
sa
to
ano,
me si ano.
You check micro expressions when the situation is a little tense or a little negative. Kasi tinitingnan mo kung ano yung parang threatening
ano yung
or alerting expression. And not in a very friendly situation.
Hindi, kahit na sa friendly situation na parang
ano
gaano kalaki yung gagawin kong expression with her?
Kaya,
ay, mukha siyang shy.
I-mirror mo lang.
Ah, baliktad tayo. Ako kasi, bago pa man ako magbukas ng bibig, tinitingnan ko na yung posture niya, tinitingnan ko na yung suot niya.
Okay. Cal Lightman.
Oh, Cal Lightman nga. Parang super computer yung utak ko within the first 5 seconds. Na parang, ay, mukhang bad trip siya.
Mm.
Kasi nga siguro, ano, HSP ako or highly sensitive person. O yung parang, okay, hindi maganda yung pwesto ng labi niya. Parang to the right. So, mukhang galit to.
Eh, malay mo naman, hindi.
Hindi, usually tama ako eh. Yung okay. Weird. I have a sense of these things. Tapos, yung posture na rin, kahit sa malayo pa lang, yung papalapit pa lang ako, nakikita ko na parang, mukhang masaya siya, sige. Mukhang masaya siya kung open yung shoulders, yung ganun. Yung, kumbaga yung bituka niya, naka-direct towards you. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Welcoming to.
Mm.
Welcoming person to.
Okay.
Sige, lalapit ako. Pero kung medyo nakalayo ng ganon. Yung literal nga yung parang pinoprotect mo yung laman loob.
Body language naman talaga yun eh. Siyempre, diba, kung humarap sa'yo, eh di kausapin mo. Diba?
No. Oh. Same as with nung naliligaw pa ako sa mga girls. Parang, okay.
Ano?
Hindi open yung arms niya. Ibig sabihin, hindi siya interested.
Grabe!
Oo nga! Paano ko linalamig lang pala siya? No?
Ano ka ba? Hindi, actually, mali pa yung meaning mo. Kapag naka cross arms, it means...
Linalamig siya?
Hindi. It means, hindi pa siya comfortable. So you have to make her comfortable.
You know why? Bakit ganun yung gesture? Kasi, sensitive yung ano eh. Kaya yung malayo yung term na malayo pa sa bituka. Diba?
Ah.
Pinoprotect mo yung innards mo eh.
Yes.
Diba? Kung may lumalapit na predator sa'yo.
Yes.
In other words, tingin niya predator ako.
That's a generalization. Parang misleading siya. And, dami na ding nagsasabi na, while micro-expression siya and body language siya and parang kumbaga involuntary siya, kailangan siyang data sila na kailangan i-analyze. Hindi lang parang gagamitin lang natin yung evolutionary theory. Agad-agad.
Hindi, pero diba? Yun na nga, napansin mo yung ginagawa ko.
Ano?
Kung lumalapit ako sa kahit kanino, nag-hunch ako.
Eh kasi ang tangkad mo.
Exactly, kaya nga.
Like,
threatening ako.
As in, physically. By default, you are threatening.
Yes, exactly. Malakas ang boses ko, ang laki ko.
Oo.
Hindi tangkad lang matangkad mo. Na malapad din ako dahil.
Hindi naman, pero ang laki mo. As in, tangkad mo.
Exactly. Tapos malakas nga yung boses ko.
Yes.
Tapos, hindi pa ako palangiti. So parang, threatening. So kailangan kong magpaka-dork. Kumbaga parang ako si Superman, nagpapaka-Clark Kent ako.
Yeah.
I have to dork myself down. Para, parang matangkad siya pero nakakaano siya, nakakatawa siya at nadadapa-dapa siya. I like him. Gets mo?
Or parang he must be not threatening.
Oo. If he's clumsy, he's not threatening. Parang.
Yeah. Although, like, the last exhibit we went to, yung exhibit ng Furball, nagulat ako nung pinakilala mo sa akin si Hayden ko.
With Scarlett?
Yes. But Hayden ko was taller than you and I got surprised. Pero siya hindi siya naka-hunch, pero hindi siya threatening.
Kasi yung boses niya maliit.
Tsaka hindi maliit, like pleasant and like hindi booming, 'di ba? Soft,
like
soft, 'di ba? Parang hi, ganun. Tapos yung posture niya open. Yung parang ano, relax yung back niya. So hindi ka mukhang susugurin.
Ano yung opposite nun? Kung hindi
naka-charge towards you yung yung chest. siya talaga relaxed eh. So parang, ah, okay, while he's taller than you, parang mas open siya. And like, mas less threatening. Yun.
Pero kayong mga babae ba, mas fine-tuned yung senses niyo sa posture, sa...
I think we are more sensitive because
you society have to perceive
threats, is so unsafe. Like, the smallest shadow, the smallest peripheral movement.
Mapapatalo na kayo. May, jump.
Ano eh, as in heightened talaga yung senses namin, especially outdoors or when walking alone at night. Ganon. As in, oh my God. Threats. Ano talaga? Parang...
Alert.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Oh.
Ito naman, nagsimula na yung conversations.
Mm.
Hindi naman pwedeng kagad, uy, kamusta pare? Define love.
Mm.
Di ba? Hindi naman ganun. Or, what are your deepest fears?
Mm.
You sound like ano nun? Like a creep if you do that, di ba?
Mm.
So, what are your default icebreakers? Tigdalawa tayo. Tapos, isa pa, do you believe in icebreakers or do you like going into deep stuff at once?
Okay.
So, sino mauna?
Eh, mauna ka na.
Ako ito, default icebreaker ko.
Oh.
The one I applied dun sa art gallery nga that we went to. Kasi ang tagal ko na hindi nakita yung mga tao dun eh.
Oh.
Ang tagal na rin nila hindi nakita. So,
oh.
Traffic. If you're living in Manila, I talk about the traffic. Sorry, oh, kamusta, ano, kamusta na traffic ka papunta rito?
Akala ko ba hate mo yung small talk?
It's an unnecessary step that I'm willing to take to appear normal and not eccentric. So, yun. Kamusta na traffic ka?
Mm.
So, why is it a good icebreaker? Kasi, number one, pinapakita ko na, by saying na traffic, pinapakita ko na nahirapan akong pumunta ron, pero pumunta ako.
Okay.
So, in other words.
Grabe, and deep naman.
Hindi, ganun talaga ako mag-isip. Nahirapan ako, pero pumunta pa rin ako ron. Therefore, I'm non-threatening ng kaagad.
Okay.
Kasi, mabait ako kahit mapa. May virtue ako in going there.
Virtue signal.
Exactly. Inamin na. No? So, lahat na nakikinig dito na friends ko, ako sinamin ni Minzy
Traffic. Oh my God! Oh.
Number two, may sharing na kaagad ng misery. We're commiserating na in the first 5 seconds pa lang. O kamusta traffic?
Okay.
Yun.
Okay.
Tapos, from there, may ano na kaagad, may subject na kaagad na parang, ayoko nga nang gagaling Ortigas ganitong panahon.
Mm.
Ayoko nagda-drive sa C5 ganito.
Mm.
Tapos from there, parang, iniisip na ng utak ko, ayan, may opening ka na. Makanap ka na ng ibang ano? Direction from there.
Mm.
Yan. Okay, what's yours?
I don't believe in icebreakers, actually.
Ah, ganun? Diretso na?
Well, I'm...
Anong chismis?
I'm trying to recall most of my conversations or the memorable conversations that I've had. Most of them kasi hindi siya parang intentional. As in, I guess, ano ko, yung style ko in socializing is I just say hi, I appear friendly. And most of the time, may isang person kasi ipapakilala ka sa ibang tao eh. May ganong type of person. So, usually, naturally, those kinds of person naman go around the area and introduce people. Ganon.
Parang matchmaker siya, ganon. Or host okay, MC.
Oh, parang ganon siya. Like, I remember one conversation I had sa curator, the coffee shop that I love and regular ako dun. Yung head baristas would always introduce the new baristas to me. So parang, meron na agad pieces of information kang to work with. Kunwari, oh, si Jay, ito si Joe, siya yung bago naming barista. Nagtuturo din siya sa Binild ng MMA. So ako pa, ah, okay, I have something to work with.
Nagtuturo siya sa Binild.
So tatanungin ko na siya na, ah, so Binild ka nagtuturo, ano yung subject? Tapos ano na ngayon yung difference ng mga bata before, tsaka natin? ganun na. So, meron na conversation. Or parang, yung katulad sa last exhibit that we went to, medyo common friends na siya, di ba? Hindi na sila first meeting type of friends.
Pero matagal na din sila.
Oo. So, pag ganun, ang technique ko, chismis agad. Or like something clickbaity. Or something negative.
Like what?
I think, in general, yung style ko, gusto kong nagpapalabas ng rant or reklamo from other people. Vulnerability yun eh.
Tama.
Like some negative feedback or parang may ikikritique sila. Nung katabi natin yung friends mo, alam ko naman na lahat sila prod eh.
Production.
So, production. Nag-drop na ako agad ng bomb na, oh, I know this director who even posted this negative shit. Tapos parang sila, oh, nabasa ko din yun.
Gets.
Pero, hindi siya chismis na parang nagbigay ako ng chismis. It was like a public thing na pwede nating pag-usapan. So, hindi ko siya nilaglag, di ba? Parang pinost mo publicly eh. Di pag-chismisan talaga natin. I guess yung style ko ng conversation is para Reddit. Yung sige, grant pa kayo.
So, parang clickbaity headline.
Reddit.
Tapos
Reddit
yung kumagat,
style.
Go.
Oh, ganun.
O ako, yung last ko is tried and tested ano to, technique.
Mm.
Facebook post. Kung nag-comment sila sa Facebook post ko, magre-refer ako ron.
Grabe, sobrang prepared in like conversations like this.
Hindi naman. Parang ano rin, muscle memory rin. Nag-work usually na parang, uy, ang kulit nung huling post mo. Parang ganun. Or grabe, tawan-tawa ako dun sa comment mo. So, medyo social media related. Kasi ngayon, ganun na eh. Mas matagal, mas nakikilala pa natin yung tao minsan sa social media kaysa IRL eh.
Well,
tapos may pahapyaw na compliment palagi. Tawan-tawa ako sa comment mo. Uy, ang ganda ng mga pinopost mo sa Facebook. Uy, ang ganda ng vacation photos mo. Always with a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi negative, positive.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. So, traffic and social media.
Ako, nasagot ko na, diba? Dalawa na yun.
Dalawa na yun. So, you don't believe in icebreakers? Ako,
nope.
I do.
I believe more in little pieces of information that I can turn into a conversation. Ayan.
So, ito, positives. Signs that you know that the conversation is going to be a good one. Give to each.
Well, makikita mo naman yun pagka-engaged yung tao na kausap mo. Diba? Like, I guess, tumataas yung boses, tumataas yung energy. Tapos, alam mo yun, nai-intense sila.
Oh, yun. Ako yun. Kung tumatawa na.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Ako kung mas nagiging personal yung answers. Kumbaga hindi na
may vulnerability na. May intimacy na.
Hindi ako more like parang may flashback na biographically. Hindi na ano, about other people or about ideas or about this movie or that.
Yeah.
Kung pwede nagsimula na, eh ako nga nung high school. Okay, sabi ko, okay. This is it. Like yung conversation natin with two of my friends na tagal hindi nakita. Doon rin sa art gallery.
Bigyan mo ng idea kung
sige, yun na. We were talking about yun na nga, una muna, traffic.
But wait,
tapos,
tell the podpals first. Sino tong mga to at ano yung relationship mo with them?
Well, I've known them since my 20s.
So, they were your college?
No,
ba?
No. Older than me.
But anyway, college.
Yeah, college people.
Friends. Well, isa din si Ramon De Vera from
and
Slate.
And Miguel Nascenseno from Grid Magazine.
Yes. I think Jason Tan was also there.
Yeah.
Talking to us.
Of so, Verbal. So
yes.
We were talking. Tapos yun, nagka-share na nga na we were talking about ROTC muna. Tapos nag-share sila na, ay hindi nga ako nag-ROTC.
So ano na siya, parang memories.
Oh, nag-share na sila ng memories na nakakatawa.
Mm-mm.
Kung mga retro na mga kwento. Ako, kung gano'n, yung nagre-refer na sila sa sarili nila.
Mm.
At sa experience sila from long ago. Kung mga life experience na hindi na, ano, hindi na fiction or news.
Or
chismis.
Thoughts lang.
Parang, oy, vulnerability. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
It's happening. Kung mga, yung apoy parang lumalaki na.
Oh.
Kasi usually, I feel drained din kung wala naging vulnerable.
You're drained or you're frustrated?
Both.
Okay.
Parang ang haba naman ito. Wala nangyayari. Guarded lahat. Everyone's guarded.
Okay.
Walang risky.
Eh, pero I guess kaya mong i-demand yun from a social situation. Pero ako kasi inisip ko, parang paano kung client socials siya? It can't be too...
Oo naman.
Ano? Revelatory.
Hindi, kung ganun, diba? Sinasabi ko na bago pa ako pumunta rin, okay, this is not... This, the place is not about socialization, but creating a contact.
Mm.
For work. Professional to. Hindi to social engagement.
Pero ako ha, kunwari, I have to... Yung pag nagmi-mix na yung socials tsaka yung...
Professional.
Professional. Like, for example... When we went to Korea to shoot twice, I was the only person from the agency. Ang kasama ko talaga buong time clients. Siyempre, hindi naman all... I mean, ilan days kami na? Almost a week. Ano yun? 1 week, puro work pag-uusap namin. Siyempre, diba, sa little moments here and there, you have to be personal or you have to share something vulnerable about yourself. So,
ano, not too vulnerable, I hope.
Not too much naman. Again, papakiramdaman mo kung ano yung willing silang i-open up sa'yo. Just tatapatan mo yun. Bibigyan
definitely
mo
not your sex life. Do not share your sex life with your clients. Yun ang advice ko.
Why are you sounding
general
like
naman
it's,
yun eh.
It was a mistake you made before.
No, it's not a mistake I made. It's a general
thing. Medyo ano din yun eh. Like, yun namang medyo palatable, di ba?
Oo naman.
Oo. Like,
and your mental health problems, don't share it with your clients.
Oh, more like, ano, stretch mo kung ano yung boundaries in terms of opinions, value system.
Alam ko, politics ganun and religion, wag mo.
Oo, wag. Pero parang, minsan interesting kasi kung parang tatanungin mo sila na, ano tingin mo dun sa issue na ganito? Like, ganun. Or parang...
Or ako nga, anong tingin mo sa movie na to?
Oh, mga ganong little things.
Dalawa lang naman yan, usually headlines.
Mm.
Or movies, no?
Mm.
Tapos, from there, may stealth, ano ka na, may stealth research ka na parang, ganitong klase.
Or tanungin mo sila kung ano yung ginago, asang face sila ng buhay nila ngayon. For example, like, yung client slash friend ko, parang, ang pinag-usapan lang namin, mga quirks and discoveries about moving into a new space. Kasi naglilipat siya. Mga ganong things.
Pero don't expect life-changing conversations talaga.
But it makes me really happy when we... Ayun, I guess my answer to your question is when you get to talk about something mundane.
Ako, to some point, kasi nakapagod din yung puro mundane.
Ako gusto ko siya kasi nakikita mo yung emotional connection nila with the mundane thing. Kunwari, how they don't like cooking. How they don't like cleaning.
Ang tawag ko dyan, ano eh, parang the Seinfeld
ano comedy. Yun?
Seinfeld comedy bits. Na parang, yung term ni Seinfeld pala is, ano, airplane jokes.
Why?
Kasi yung mga comedians na ayaw maging vulnerable sa audience sila, they will have airplane jokes for 1 hour.
Mm.
Ang pangit ng pagkain sa airplane, ang haba ng pila, pero wala kang nalaman about them. So it's you're stalling basically kasi ayaw mo maging vulnerable.
Wait, pero hindi ah. When you ask people about mundane things and how they think and feel about it, may magka-come up na gem of like an insight about themselves, their value system, priorities nila sa buhay.
Example. A mundane thing that reveals something.
Kunwari. So, in-laws, ano to, di ba? Part, I think, birthday ng pamangkin mo. Tapos, nagulat ka na lang kasi suddenly, my circle na of your cousins. Tapos, ako yung nag-engage ng conversation with them. Nagulat ka nun eh. Na-realize ko pa, okay, lahat ng kasi ni Wincy, girls. At lahat sila may asawa. Alam ko na pag-uusapan namin. Chores. Tapos, ayun, as in, pinag-usapan lang na lahat ng chores na kinaka-frustrate nila sa mga asawa nila.
Pero nagbabaga ba yung conversation?
Oo!
Okay.
As in, parang biglang, wow! nagreklamo sila ng mga ano. Oo. As in, ang daming nagka-insightful siya. Parang siya FGD actually. So yun, ako...
Pero revelatory yung information.
Oh, okay. Which I cannot reveal.
Of course.
Yun, but...
I hope you
ano,
put me in a good light.
O hindi, di ba parang pagpunta mo dun sa area, sabi nila, oh, nagtatapong ka pala ng basura eh.
Thank you.
Oh, yun. For me, I like mundane
okay,
things.
Good, good.
Kasi mas madali ka makahanap ng in common dun eh. I mean, lahat ng tao, siguro naman sa bahay nila, pinagtapo na ng basura, di ba? Yun. Ayun. So, ano yung negative? Ano yung next question mo?
Yun na.
Oh.
An example naman na this conversation is headed nowhere, aalis na lang ako. At kakain.
It, I need to say this, but it doesn't necessarily answer your question. Pero one conversation ender, naalala ko na naman yung pag yung may bigla talaga sumingit na,
oh,
parang, oh my God, andito siya. Yung, alam mo yun, yung we all have that, yung group of friends natin, kayo din,
yung may
nabubuo
ng circle,
yung lagi
tapos
talagang,
may lalapit bigla.
Tapos may isa talagang, ano diba, fringe character in either your batch or your friend group or whatever in the office. Lahat, lahat talaga ng social group, may ganun eh.
Wow.
Yung parang puta, dito na naman
ang tawag
siya.
Ang tawag ba doon, Epal?
Oo. Yun, isang conversation ender. As in, favorite memory ko yung nasa Route 196 kami. Nag-uusap na kami ni Mikey, Amistoso, ni Jazz. Wala ka nun, parang nagpre-prepare ka nun for your next set. So, andan yung friends mo. Tapos, ang intense ni Ramon de Vera. Sabi ng engaging na conversation namin. And then, this person approaches us. Tapos sabay-sabay kami na, ay, kuha lang akong drinks. Tapos si Mikey, ay, kukunin ko pa rin gitara ko.
Ah, so parang nawala yung circle, nag-dissolve yung circle
like,
nyo.
And nakita namin papunta siya, tapos nagtinginan na kaming lahat na, alis na tayo.
Parang biglang lumabas yung, ano, naisip ko dyan yung soundtrack na bagay dyan, yung lumalapit siya, yung ano, yung dun sa Kill Bill. Alam mo yun? Alam mo yung sound na yun?
Oo. Yun, conversation ender. And it's fucking frustrating kasi, huwag ka na umepal. Ganda na eh.
Hindi, tsaka ako, kung i-epal ka,
sabayan
dapat,
mo.
Sabayan mo, silent ka lang muna, aaligid-aligid ka muna doon, tapos, singit-singit lang. Hindi yung pwedeng, oh, hi guys, anong pinag-uusapan nyo, ha? Oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. Teka,
eh,
yung
ganun
siya. Ikaw yung bagong salta dito, ha? Diba?
Eh, ganun siya. Hmm.
Ako naman, conversation killers are monosyllabic answers.
Ah, mga, as in like one-word things.
Kamusta ka?
Okay naman. Ganun.
Saan ka galing?
Bahay lang.
Anong inaabangan mo rito na banda?
Eh, although, yung questions mo rin naman begs one word
hindi how
replies.
Or why. Dapat how or why.
Oo. Diba?
Oo. Tama.
I mean, again, it's a conversation. Dapat din, the way you ask questions would prolong the conversation.
Pero that's a skill, ha? Mahirap din yun.
Pero masaya siya. Masaya siyang... Although, miski kahit tanungin mo sila ng parang meaty question, meron din talagang boring na mga tao na wala, gusto ko lang.
Pero naniniwala ako na boring lang sila kung hindi kanila trip kausap.
Hindi.
Ay, hindi. May more.
Meron talagang mga boring talaga. Or maybe hindi ko sila trip.
Pwede rin ako.
Oo, yun. Ano pa bang nakakamatay ng conversation?
Ako yung awkward na siya magsalita. Yung parang na-detect mo na, okay, our values are not aligned. Yung kunwari na-realize mo na, ah, okay, misogynist na pala siya.
Ah, oo.
Yun na yung parang, uy, kuha lang ako ng drinks ah. Ganun.
And strong na yung opinion niya na, ah, okay, di na siya makikinig. Nagpipreach na siya.
Ayun,
oo. Yun. Conversation killer yun. Like, I have a close friend na parang, siya nag-open up ng topic ah, about like, religion and Bible. Tapos ako parang, fuck.
Uy, pero ako ah,
ano?
Kahit I identify as an agnostic, may mga conversations ako with religious people na about that. Oh. Na okay naman, nabuhay yung conversation.
Yeah, pero alam mong papunta tayo sa ano eh, yung alam mo naman yung personality din ng friends mo eh.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Diba? Na, you know how unchangeable or immovable their faiths probably are. Or talaga magkaiba kayo ng pagtanaw sa buhay. Pag ganun na, parang ibahin ko na yung topic. Kasi it will go
pero nowhere. Ako talaga, kung religion or politics pwede pa, yung religion ipasok mo sa conversation, medyo 50-50 na yun.
But you know, politics require elegant
discourse.
Oo eh. And maturity eh.
Hindi, tsaka hindi pwedeng out in the open yun eh. Dapat medyo nasa gilid-gilid kayo nun eh. Pero yung religion, ako rin, na parang dapat alam mo na yung persuasion ng tao bago ka pang pumasok eh. Kasi it's gonna be ugly.
Yeah. Eh, para siyang, in a way, parang mental illness na rin eh. Like,
hindi, ako kung mental illness, dapat tatlo lang kayo max. Hindi siya pwedeng public conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Parang, uy, inatake ako ng anxiety para. Hindi pwedeng sampu yung kausap mong ganun.
The same way, hindi ka pwedeng mag-ganun ng, like, religious thoughts eh. Actually, isa pang, parang, I was put in a very difficult conversation when, I guess this is politics. Like yung mga ano, sogi related topics.
Pero ano rin yun? Related din yun sa religion and politics.
Yes. Pero if you feel mo kasi, pero ang hirap kapag ang nag-approach sa'yo, yung person na conservative, tapos nagtanong siya ng thoughts mo.
Tapos itatrap
so,
ka lang.
So ikaw parang, wait, makikinig ba siya sa akin? Or gusto niya lang ako i-prove wrong?
Ah, may like, ganyan.
Medyo, ano siya, parang, oh, hirap.
Or alam mo yung parang, huy, I'm gonna make conversation with this girl. Pero, it's a trap.
Oo, oh, yeah. Mararamdaman mo if it's a trap.
Kung ganun, how do you dispel those? Yung parang, uy, I'm not comfortable talking about this. Ganun mo yung sasabihin. Or change topic.
You know what? This happened to me before. With family na these people knew I had a serious conversation about yung gender neutral CR. What? Alam na nila na may nakausap ako na lengthy discussion, na serious discussion.
Kasi pinost mo sa socials.
Hindi ko pinost. Parang napag-usapan siya. Tapos, inano pa nila? Pero ano ba talaga yung tingin mo? Tapos parang with family, na varying yung values. Parang, eh, tinatrap mo ko lalo eh. Gago ka ba? Yung how insensitive can you be? Na alam mo nang tense, gagawin mo pang further tense? Parang, ang ginawa ko, buta na lang, buffet yung kung nasan tayo. Parang sinabi ko, ay, kukuha lang ako ng dessert.
So, hindi mo ba kaya, instead na, uy, kukuha akong dessert, hindi mo ba kaya sabihin na, uy, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable discussing this topic with you. May kasi yun yung maturity.
Hindi, may politics din kasi siya ng, especially kung family. May hierarchy yan. Parang sin ko, sup, mas matanda ba sa'yo? Kuya ba? Ate ba? Hindi mo sila pwede i-dismiss that
pero,
way, diba?
Hello, 30 plus ka na eh. Wala na yun. Yung mga
talaga ba?
Talaga.
Really? Parang okay.
De, tanong rin natin sa Podpals. Yung age ba, may factor sa ganun? Na kung 30 na kayo and above, parang pantay-pantay na lahat ng mag-o-opinion?
Ako, ang sagot ko na hindi. Especially kung family. Name, hello, the anxiety around family reunions.
Ay, yung mga tito na, hindi, mas tanda ako sa'yo.
Parang, I think it also applies to like, you know, older kuyas and ates. Nga parang wala. Kailangan mo talagang gracefully i-excuse yung sarili mo.
Okay.
But, you know, some people really are pa-edgy. Edgelord.
Tayo, edgelord tayong dalawa.
Hindi tayo edgelord sa ibang tao, okay?
O, sige. Given that, what are some of your techniques in ending an awkward conversation?
Ayun na, ako parang, ano eh.
Ang laki ng bird!
Oo, laki bird daw, ganon. De, pero, wala. Kunwari may gagawin ako, kuha akong tubig, kukuha akong something.
Tapos ganun, hindi ka nababalik dun sa
nasi
circle.
Nasi CR ako, ganon. Or minsan parang, I'll pretend, ay, tumatawag si Wincy, ganon.
May action pa yun na, uy, kinuha ko yung phone ko. Tapos,
oo, ganon.
Wala naman talaga akong...
Oo, ay, tumatawag si Wincy.
Okay,
yes. Ganon.
Ano pa? Hindi ako, ang since I'm ano building up my capacity for assertiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Gumagaling naman ako, I think. Yung ano, yung ginagawa ko ngayon is yun na nga, I'm practicing na, uy, okay lang, hindi na ako comfortable with this conversation. I'd like to keep this part of myself private. Or yung I'm practicing my boundaries. I know it sounds nerdy and masyadong formal, pero ganun na magsalita mga Gen Z ngayon.
Ako naman, parang siniswitch niya masyado yung tone into something serious. Pag gano'n. Siguro kung...
Hindi, may jokey way ba how to do that?
It is. I think kung...
O pwede naman, uy, ang serious naman nito.
Hindi, kasi tingin ko, kung kunwari, best friends mo yung kausap mo.
Hindi, kahit best friends. Hindi, yung kaya, best friends mo nga, pwede sila yung mag-ano ng really private conversation.
Hindi, kaya nga, ang point ko, if best friends mo yung kausap mo, people you really trust, yung sinabi mo na gano'n, okay lang. Kasi re-respeto nila yun eh. Yung, ay, hindi siya comfortable. Yung pagsabi mo, uy, di ako comfortable din sa topic, tama na. Pero kapag strangers yan, masyadong ano, parang, wow, offended show. Majajudge ka pa eh. So, wala, papalusutan mo na lang talaga.
Depende rin talaga sa kausap mo.
Hindi,
ano ba bang okay na conversation enders? Eh, yung ano, a story for another time.
Pinaasa mo pa siyang mag-usap
kayo. Ayaw nga, no? Tama.
Ako task talaga.
Kung
naiihi
hindi,
ako.
Kung
ganun.
Hindi nila makuha yung cue or yung hint, eh kasalanan na nila yun. Parang ganun.
Oh, eh.
Get a clue. No?
Pero sobrang scary pag yung ano. Kunwari, kung wala akong drink, I'll go with you. Putang
ay,
ina.
Ay, shit. Oh.
Mami!
Anong ginagawa mo pag gano'n? Ako, nagtatawag na ako ng isa
ako,
pa.
Ako, CR na lang. Parang...
Hindi, sige, sasamahan kita sa CR.
Wag... Parang, puta naman.
Clingy.
Pag ganun, as in, scary as fuck eh.
Okay.
Ayun. I think I have mastered the list of... Yung hindi ka mag-argue yung reason.
Sample.
Yung, like, tumatawag si Wincy, important to.
Ano kasi tumatawag yung patingin ng phone mo? Tumatawag well, ko siya.
Dito na eh. Ganon.
Ba?
Urgency. Ganyan. Or tumatawag parents ko, mami ko. Ganon lang.
Ha? Ang laki-laki ang tanda mo na, CJ. Tumatawag pa yung parents mo.
Hindi ko marinig yung mami ko. Wait. Ganon. Ganon lang.
Umabot ka na ba dun sa point na talaga may fake ka? Hello, ma. Oh, nandito pa ako sa party, ma.
And minsan tinatawagan
ko talaga.
Ang kulit
nitong kausap ko, ma.
Minsan tinatawagan ko talaga yung mami ko.
Ah, tawag.
Para totoo.
Or yung daddy mo, no?
Or para hindi halata na ako yung
pero
tumawag.
Pero nag-text ka na sa mom at dad mo na, uy, may
hindi, ang bilis na eh. Kunwari, conversation. Tapos, minsan nag-a-act na lang ako na na-drop ko yung call. Tapos, wait lang, kailangan ko tawagan yung mami ko na drop yung call.
Ah, magaling.
Para na. Genuine. Oh. Yun, ano pa ba?
Tapos kinuha niya yung phone. Uy, pakausap ng tita.
Alam mo, i-demanda mo na yun. Kasi sobrang, ano naman.
Clingy na.
Clingy. Yun talaga. Tsaka kunwari, naiihi ka. Minsan alam mo, natry ko na yun. Natatay na ako, wait.
Totoo ba natatay ka?
Hindi. Pero kailangan mo i-embarrass yung sarili mo. Yung gross na yung sabihin mo para tumigil sila. Eh, wait, natatay ako. Ganon.
Umabot na ba? Uy, teka, meron ako.
Hindi, ayoko gamitin yung excuse yung meron ako eh.
Bakit?
Kasi hindi naman yun, wala, hindi siya,
yung kausap
mo. Hindi siya urgent eh. Na meron ako.
Hindi, sabi mo, magpapalit ako ng pad.
Hindi ganun yun. It doesn't work that way, Wincy.
Okay.
Usually, what happens is, naiihi ka, tapos makikita mo, ah, okay, my pad is full, I will replace it.
Okay.
Hindi siya parang, ah, oh, mararamdaman mo na, I have to replace the pad. Hindi ganun. Yun. Minsan nag-work din yung kunwari, biglang may dumating kang friend, may nakita ka, ay, wait lang, mag-hi lang ako kay Nikki. Ganun.
Tapos hindi ka na
babalik. Hindi na babalik.
Magandang tactic yun.
Hindi mo yun naisip ever?
Ginagawa ko rin yun. Pero ako kasi yung style ko, automatically ganun na ako na parang jump. Parang kung si Nightcrawler sa X-Men yung poof, 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 poof. Oh, he talked to 5 people in 5 minutes.
Tapos, pagpa-uwi na kami, pagod na pagod siya, Podpals. Exactly. As in like, okay. Nobody told you to do that.
Eh, si Nightcrawler din naman siguro napapagod.
Anyway, ayun.
Ito naman, positive.
Mm-hmm.
What topics make you want to stay in a conversation until night's end? Give to each.
Ikaw
muna. Strangely, ako sex. Kung sex talk na. Especially sa mga friends ko.
Okay.
Or sa mga close acquaintances.
Ako hindi. Opposite
You're talking
tayo.
About their, ano na, their sexual habits.
Opposite tayo dyan.
Or they're talking about their sexual experiences. Parang, hindi pala na, pwede pa akong mag-extend ng
talaga?
Hanggang 2 a.m.
Bakit?
Oo.
Bakit?
I
It's
love
so
it.
Private. It's very exactly. private.
Pero hindi naman lalabas yun eh.
Boys.
When I'm talking, hindi, even with the girls.
Siguro ako lang, ang preference
ako
siya.
Gustong-gusto ko talaga.
It's yung, very.
Especially yung mga escapades sila sa Victoria Court or ano, at that time na nakita silang nakahubad nung ano, nung partner nila by accident. Siguro kasi I'm a writer also, parang pinapaalam ko naman sa kanila, uy, pwede ko bang i-anonymize yung kwento mo at magamit ko sa fiction? Sabi nga, okay, sige, pwede naman.
Bakit sex?
Kasi it makes me feel closer to them.
A very graphic thing to say. Anyway.
Talaga, if after nakipag-usap ako about sex and all the semi-TMI bits, I feel closer to them.
Okay.
Parang mas naging kaibigan ko pa sila. Kasi, kung ano na sumasobra naman talaga, kahit ako, nagkukwento ako, sinasabi ko, oy, TMI to, okay lang ba? Kung mga consensual na, we're all consenting adults.
Okay. I think, dyan tayo super magkaiba. Very private.
Especially kung guys kaming lahat.
I think isang person lang yung very open ako about
Pero yun, I respect that. Eh, ako naman yung nagsabi niya. So, what's yours?
Na ano? Yung
topics that make you want to stay until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Shit. Well, pero hindi kasi ako topic-based person. Parang more like, wala, if whatever is transpiring. Siguro, based na lang on experience, yung mga matatagal na usap about yung napapatagal akong usap. Gusto ko kasi nakikinig sa love life ng iba eh.
Paano sila naging?
Hindi, like kung ano.
How I met. Ano?
Whatever that concerns their love life or exes nila. Mga ganon. As in, gusto ko nakikinig ng love life.
Because?
Things.
Simply because?
Because it's the opposite of rom-com that I watch.
Masyadong mundane.
Like, I get to know ano yung real life kwento ng love. Tapos minsan, nare-relate ko siya sa, paano ba to na a-affect ng pop culture? Or, itong friend ko na to, obsessed siya sa rom-coms. Or, itong friend ko na to, hindi siya masyadong romantic. Ay, makikita mo kasi kung ano, how movies and TV series affect their love lives. Or even music affect their love lives. Yan.
So it's related pa rin with your obsession sa mga love teams.
And tsaka kasi, madaling makarelate eh. Diba? Parang, whether mas mayaman kayo, Inglesera ba siya, mahirap ba siya, Bading ba siya? Tibo ba siya? Since, pare-pareho kayong may, ano eh, may so love life.
These are PG-13 stories. Walang sex involved.
There are some.
Sabi mo kanina, ayaw mo nang...
Hindi, pero hindi sex yung central theme. Ah. More like, sex being an romance, expression of love or ano ba, parang expression of attraction, ganun. Pero I nag-gross out ako pag ano na eh. Pag sobrang graphic na. Like for me, especially kung kilala ko yung pinag-uusapan. Parang,
gets.
Yeah, I'm not too, I'm, basta.
It's too intimate for you.
Although, mahilig kami ni Chard ng mga mental exercises ng artista. Ganun.
Sex.
Oh.
Ano kayang itsura ni ganito kung kaya nag-orgasm
Jacob,
siya?
He's Jacob Elordi, gano'n. Or si Paul Mescal. Like, ano mga gagawin mo sa kanya pag nagkita kayo? Mga gano'n. I mean, it's a fun theoretical shit.
Okay.
Yun.
Ako naman, another topic that makes me want to stay until 4 in the morning. Family. And the craziness. And the craziness and the imperfection of families.
Okay.
Yung nagkukwento na, eh, kapatid ko ganito. Yung nanay ko, ganyan. Yung tatay ko, ganyan.
Hmm.
Tapos
bakit?
Kasi in a way, parang ano siya. Again, number one, ang intimate. Tapos, as Filipinos.
Kasi love life.
As Filipinos, banal yung idea ng family sa atin masyado. Na yung only venue natin to vent about the imperfection of it all is with our friends.
Yeah, and it's rare that our friends also
and I'm
talk
sure
about
yung mga
families.
Parents natin. Kung kasama nila yung mga kaamiga nila, amigo, amiga.
Mm.
Pinag-usapan rin nila yung mga anak nila na parang na Mars hassle talaga tong si Wincy. Da-da-da-da-da.
Talaga?
I'm sure.
Minsan pa rin nag-wonder ako. Parang gusto ko maka-eavesdrop ng pinag-usapan ng mga ano, parents with their friends. Because I think hindi nila pinag-usapan yung mga anak nila. Honestly.
Ah, talaga. Sige. Pod pals who have kids.
What do you talk about?
Do you talk about your kids in a not so positive light?
Yeah.
When you are with your close friends.
Ideally, sana yung mga pod pals na ano size. Na. Kasi I think kasi cute.
Yung may teenager na anak.
Oo. I think cute pa pag-usapan yung mga toddler, preschool. Cute pa yan eh. And normal na pa. Parang na-imaginable how parents talk about.
De, sige, bilang ang child-free tayo, tanongin natin sa pod pals na may mga teenager na anak. Ako feeling ko oo. Kasi hindi mo magagawa sa bahay mo yun.
Baka. Pero kasi, kunwari, yung conversation natin with si Buddy.
Wow.
Wait.
Sabihin mo na, sige. Buddy Zabala of the Eraser Heads.
Kunwari, yung conversation natin with Buddy and Ernest.
Yung asawa ni Buddy Zabala na si Ernest. Oh.
Don't talk about their children. Nakakatawa nga yung pag-uusap eh. Di ba pa maintenance meds eh. So, I don't think ganun yung mga matatanda. Wow, sinabi ko matanda si Buddy. But, you know, genetic siya. But, feeling ko, pinag-usapan talaga nila, hindi yung mga anak nila, like, mga maintenance meds, minsan music pa din.
Health, di ba? Health din.
Oo, I think interest-based. Or probably, when they talk about the children, it's like more of a generational thing than, ay, anak ko, ganito siya. Hindi, I don't
know. Baka yung mga talks about ano yung mga frustration sa mga anak baka sa mga super ano na mga super close kumpare na feeling
oh baka ganun but pod pals like if we have older set of pod pals na yung mga or not necessarily older but if may anak na kayong parang adult ano yung pinag-uusapan
yeah, oh, wala rin
or
akong
pinag-uusapan ano. Yung ba sila behind their backs yun ako yung last conversation that would make me stay?
Or prolong the party?
Sobra akong invested kasi kapag people rant talaga, whatever topic it is. If they start ranting, let's say, about their jobs, about their boyfriends, about their other friends, negativity talaga. Kasi
so you thrive in negativity. negativity gives you a high.
No, but ano siya eh?
Commiserating.
Oh, eh. Malalaman mo what frustrates them, what angers them, what makes them sad. Diba? Pero alam mo, may observations ako na minsan nagsasawa din ako kapag kunwari group of friends kayo. Tapos every time nagdi-deepen na yung conversation or the...
Ay, uwi na ako guys.
Hindi, or the evening gets a little later. May tendency talagang may iisang tao kayong pag-uusapan ng sobrang nega. As in every fucking time. Like all of the bad memories you have with this person.
Or yung para ko naglalag na yung conversation. No? O babalik niya doon.
Babalik niya doon. As in,
eh, pero naalala mo yung one time na nagganito siya.
As in, I think kasi negativity is something fun to talk about.
Pero related to that, another conversation topic that keeps me up all night. Common enemies.
Exactly, negative.
When you
diba?
Talk about a common enemy or a person that you all hate.
Yes.
Ang sarap ng usap.
Exactly.
Para, uy, buksan mo na yung isa pang Doritos.
Exactly.
Dahil 2 hours ako pa dito.
Exactly.
2 hours pa ako dito, tatago ko kay CJ na malilate ako umuwi.
Exactly my point. Negativity prolongs the conversation. Yun.
More than positivity.
Talaga, talaga. Tingin mo, hahaba yung conversation nyo. O ano na, Wincy, yung achievements mo this month? Siyempre, may hindi.
Actually, sorry ah. At ito rin, weird. You spoke of achievements.
Oh.
Yun ang conversation killer.
Achievements?
Oo.
Oo.
Buong, yung kausap mo, puro ano, ay, nakapunta nga ako sa Locarno Film Festival.
Ang interesting kasi kung ganun, di ba? If you're gonna talk about something...
Naloko ng award.
Fun. Kunwari, when I was sent to Cannes,
Ikikwento
ko ba
yun?
Ikikwento ko ba yung, oh, sisiya, blah, whatever. Di ba, ikikwento ko na something funny or strange or paano ka napahamak, katangahan mo. Di ba?
Ako usually, kunwari, nakapag-ipon tayo tapos nag-travel tayo sa isang magandang lugar.
Oh.
Tapos nagpapakwento yung friends natin.
Iba-balance out mo.
Iyaano ko yun, magkukwento ako ng goofy story.
Yes.
Ah, nataing ako doon sa airport.
Oh, mga ganun.
Para ibaba ko yung sarili ko. Gets mo?
Oh. Hindi pa, ano ka?
Hindi yung parang wala.
Influencer.
Yun. Travel vlogger.
Ano ka, ano? MLM. You want, look at my car. Look at my money. Parang, yuck. Yun.
Ayun. Okay. Last question na. How much do you reveal about yourself in a conversation? Yum.
Why are you asking that?
Kasi ako, especially if I get in the mood na, I'm all riled up. I become emotionally naked to the point na TMI na ng konti. Na parang, whoa, too intimate, Wincy. Pero that's because I feel such a connection na emotionally naghuhubad na ako.
Bakit?
Wala, na-touch ako eh. Na-antig ako masyado dun sa friendship. Parang, ito na ako, sige. Ito na. Lamunin nyo na ako for who I am. Parang, yung connection masyadong malakas.
Okay.
Na,
sobrang opposite natin.
I wanna be vulnerable to you. Sasabihin ko na lahat ng baho ko sa katawan. Yun.
And
natutuwa yung mga tao dun when I'm that. Pero sometimes, I have to reel myself in. Because I...
You're saying too much.
I've been described as intense.
Yeah.
More than once.
Ay, diba,
more than twice.
Ang nickname mo ay Mr. Intense.
Ayan. Ikaw, how much do you reveal?
No, I'm very calculated.
I knew it. You're protective of your...
Oh, as in...
Deepest selves.
Sometimes, as in sobrang pangit ang feeling ko if I feel I talk too much. Sobrang sama ng feeling ko nun.
Bakit?
Ayoko.
Explain.
Ayoko.
I revealed too much.
Oh,
I was
siya.
Too vulnerable sa kanya.
Parang...
Baka gamitin niya against me kung mag-away kami.
Hindi naman. More like, I don't know why, pero mas gusto kong mas marami akong alam dun sa tao than marami siyang alam.
Di ba dahil INTJ ka?
I don't know. It's just... Or feeling ko kasi... Very open person na ako. Like, what you see on my Instagram, what you see on my Twitter, on my IG stories, yun naman yung mental state ko talaga. Like, wala naman akong image na pinaportray. So, feeling ko, that's enough.
Okay.
Yun.
That's fair.
Pero parang I don't feel the need to express that much information.
So in reverse, how do you feel about people who are too emotionally naked when conversing?
I enjoy listening to them. Like,
parang hahalagot ka sa akin.
Hindi. More like, okay, may isang night, imamouth ko na lang kay Vince yung pangalan ng friend namin. May isang night, may friend kakausap ko siya, tagal, mga hanggang 4 a.m. na.
Wow.
Ang dami niyang kwento. Ang dami. As in, ang dami.
In the spirit of Telebabad tapes.
Oo. As in, ang dami. Na-memorized ko na. As in, ang dami talaga. Tapos, in the spirit of what you enjoy, dami niyang kwento na sexual escapades. Alam mo yung...
This is the rhythm of the night.
Alam mo kung ano yung nangyari. If i-review mo yung conversation, parang kumbaga nagbigay na siya ng steak, ng pansit. Yung ang dami niyang hinanda. Yung kinontribute ko lang dun sa ano, sa conversation.
Fornix.
A dash of salt.
Ah, okay.
Yung parang para lang ma-encourage siya, nagbigay lang ko konting information. Tapos more and more, kwento pa siya more and more.
So kumbaga hindi equal yung ambag niyo?
Hindi. Tapos, by the end of it, the next day, sabi niya, grabe na-realize ko, puro ako yung nagkwento, nakinig ka lang. Sabi ko, okay lang.
Kung nangyari sa'yo yun, do you catch yourself?
Nakwento.
Na, parang, oh, I'm hugging the conversation.
No.
So ikaw, game ka na ikaw magsalita.
Hindi, ayoko.
Ako kasi may technique ako ganyan. Basta ganyan. Like, okay, teka, ang dami ko na nasabi. Ano naman yung sa'yo?
Measured talaga ako eh. Like, di ba natawa ka dun sa isang lunch namin ng girlfriends ko? Parang sobrang...
Yun sa Magallanes?
Oo, sobrang equal talaga. Ang sensitive namin sa isa't isa. Ikaw naman.
Parang nagpo-portion ka kayo ikaw ng naman. Pizza eh.
Oh, ikaw naman. Ganon.
Three slices for me, three slices for you, three slices for her.
So parang, okay, you have 15 minutes.
She dapat may timer minutes? Kayo, no? Parang United Nations, no?
Wala, ganun. I prefer listening. And I think may sense of achievement ako sa sarili ko. If parang napapakwento kita ng mas marami. Yun.
Bakit?
I enjoy it.
Saan nanggagaling yung sense of achievement?
I enjoy it. Parang feeling ka, pwede akong ano ah.
Pwede ka maging Black Widow spy.
Pwede akong spy. Yun na yun. Or pwede akong investigador. Yun.
Ako naman, feeling ko, ako yung paboritong target na mga spy.
Oh, andal-dal mo kasi.
Exactly. the secrets of the state.
Oh my God. As in, si Winsie, meron lang magic word. Wala na. Isusuka na niya lahat ng ano information. It's so... Daldal mo?
Matutuwa si Natasha Romanov
sa
akin.
Daldal mo? Hindi ka pwedeng maging ano... Pwede maging Avenger.
Hindi talaga. Patay na silang lahat kung magsalita ako.
Pwede ka pag direcruit ka ni Nick Fury the next day.
Alam niyo na lahat kung sila.
Avenger ako. Ganun. Kinusubo ko ni Nick Fury kagabi. As in, ganun. Feeling ko parang kung kinausap ka ni Nick Fury pag uwi mo, magpe-pace ka back and forth. Tapos parang, ano gusto mo sabihin sa akin, Wincy? Ito na sasabihin ko na. Diba?
You know
ganun
me too.
Ganun ka.
Okay, final words.
Ano?
Before we go PAM.
What? Ano?
So yun, ako na-realize ko, conversations are difficult to ano rin talaga. Good-spirited conversations are difficult to achieve. Kailangan ng konting practice, kailangan ng konting experience, diba?
Mm.
I was a terrible conversationalist in high school. I know that. And until now, I still need some ano rin. Constant improvements pa rin, syempre. I have a tendency to talk over people. I have a tendency to become too excited.
But why do you think you have to be a good conversationalist? Why does it matter to you that you have to have a good conversation?
Because nabubuhayan talaga ako if I have a good conversation with the person.
Okay.
It's the spice of life.
Okay.
And the spice of my writing. Gumagaling ako na writer kung nakipag-usap ako sa tao ng mga 5 hours tapos ang ganda ng batuhan ng linya.
Okay.
Ikaw,
okay.
What are your final thoughts?
Well, for me, I think I can definitely do better. But I think it is always a matter of confidence. And confidence, not ano ah, not to talk about yourself, but confidence na you make other people feel comfortable with you. Yun, I think yun yung conversation. Like, hindi sila nadyadyahing sabihin sa'yo yung totoo. Or hindi sila nadyadyahing na magsabi ng something embarrassing. That's where I want to improve on further. I think meron akong konting nagagawang ganyan. Pero gusto ko yun i-improve pa or i-master. Yun. I want to be able to make people feel comfortable around me.
Are you saying they're not comfortable with you?
We are not comfortable with each other in the first time. Yun, basta gusto ko
wait, I'm confused. Sinabi mo kanina, ikaw like, non-threatening presence ka.
Kaya nga. Eh, pero syempre, defenses up ka naman lahat lagi eh, di ba? So parang gusto ko, yung presence ko ay comfortable ka. Yun. As in like, it frustrates me when, well, it didn't, it kind of happens to me at work. Pero hindi as intense with the other people. Like, meron akong mga office mates before. Kasi nung na-promote siya na top boss na siya. Alam mo yung maririnig mo before you come into the room, nag-uusap yung buong group. Tapos ang sesaya nila. Tapos pagpasok mo, parang they keep quiet kasi boss ka na.
Hindi ba dahil ikaw yung pinag-uusapan nila?
Pero hindi. Dahil boss ka, nahiya sila. Yun yung ayokong mangyari.
Di ba yung style dyan? Hindi, go on. Go lang.
As if na mag-go on sila, di ba? So, I wanna be the type of person that anyone will feel comfortable to approach. Hindi to step over, ha? Hindi ako parang push over or api-apihin or pwedeng sagut-sagutin ng pabalanga. Iba yun, ha? But, yun. Gusto ko parang comfortable sila sa akin. Tapos, ano pa ba?
Do you like it when the topic of the conversation is about you? Tapos?
No. Ibabalik ko usually sa kanila.
Ah, deflector ka?
Deflector talaga ako. Pero I think that the times that I feel I'm hogging the conversation is kapag nagbibigay na opinion or critique na, ganyan. Mga point of view, opinion, thoughts.
Welcome to my TED Talks.
Ganon, Very conscious ako that I want to be a good listener. More than
and
a good
and you don't one. Want to give a TED Talk nga.
No. Oh, wait. Pag napahaba, yun, iku-call out ko.
Thank you for attending.
Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Ganun. Or parang...
Hit subscribe.
Or
hit
even,
like or subscribe.
Even sa chat, parang kunwari, may isa akong office mate, nagtanong lang naman siya kung bakit Apple Music yung gamit ko over Spotify. I could have answered in one sentence. Hindi, parang mga limang bubbles, chat bubbles. Since may iba-ibang facets, like kunwari, kasi mas maganda yung audio, ganyan. Yung isa kasi mas malaki yung bayad nila dun sa artists. Yan, ang dami talaga. Tapos, nung na-realize ko, sorry, ang dami ko sinabi. Yun, tapos, wala, self-awareness, I guess. Yun, I think isang good practice din ng self-awareness ang conversations.
Go on. How? Explain.
Muna, intriga kay...
Kaya nga. Sabi ko, explain.
Kasi syempre, diba, if you are more self-aware, mas aware ka sa sinasabi ng mga tao, aware ka na you're saying too much. Diba? Aware ka sa surroundings mo, sa mood ng kausap mo, comfortable ba siya? Ganon.
Pero hindi ba parang...
Are you making the conversation boring?
Wait, hindi ba parang riding a bike? Yung parang magaling... Alam mo magaling ka when you're not aware that you're riding the bike. Hindi ba ganon yung conversation?
Hindi.
Ah.
For me, ano siya, parang... Parang kang conductor.
Ng orchestra.
O diba?
Ng bus.
Orchestra. Or parang kang DJ. Basta yung madami kang ina-orchestrate. I think that's how a conversation is. Na parang, am I saying too much? yung place ba conducive dun sa conversation namin? Are other people listening to us? Private ba to? Public ba? Na overhear ba kami? Ano yung sinasabi
pero
niya?
Wait, parang
ganon.
Naiisip mo yan habang nandun
oo,
ka? Oo. What? Hindi ba kailangan mag-step back ka doon?
Hindi.
Ah, okay.
Ganon siya. As in, I treat a conversation like a scene. Like, ano yung tone ng boses niya? Malakas ba yung boses niya? Naiiyak na ba siya? Ano yung quality ng voice niya? Ba nagkikwento?
Pero ikaw ba yung type na ganun nagsasabi, uy, pakinaan lang yung boses mo, masyadong maingay?
Oo.
Ah, oh,
kami ni Chard, yung parang, ang lakas ng boses mo. Kasi kunwari nasa restaurant tayo, parang, hinaan mo yung boses mo, mag-ano tayo, library voice. Pero kung nasa bahay tayo, edi sure, lakasan mo yung boses mo.
Aware ka.
Hyper aware, yun. So I think it's a good practice of self-awareness as well.
And any other, ano, additions you want?
Favorite ko yung isang tip sa akin ni Ramon Bautista.
About
in striking
conversation.
Okay. Especially with the guy you like.
Okay.
Sabi niya, huwag mo na titignan sa mata directly yung lalaki.
Oh.
Tignan mo daw 2 inches. Or hindi, like,
sa pisngi.
Dun sa may eye bags. Yung area below the eye bags.
Oh, bakit daw?
Para daw dreamy yung mata mo.
Parang
manic pixie dream girl ka. Na parang you seem interested but not too interested.
Maganda.
So parang laging gusto yung lalaki much challenge in capturing your attention.
Ganun. Or pwede rin isipin ng lalaki, ah, nag-jutes to.
Hindi, yeah, chill ka lang ganun. Yun. Ano ba bang useful for me? Especially at work, with dealing with clients or presentations.
Oh.
Especially ako, kinakabahan ako madalas. I mean, meron bang taong di kinakabahan bago mag-present, di ba? Or kapag mag-meet ka ng mga CEO or yung mga president, syempre nakaka-intimidate sila. I-mirror mo yung posture nila. So, and these people of power, detect if you feel threatened or scared.
I'm sure.
And they will either make you comfortable or exploit that, di ba? Iba-iba yan. So, may mabait, may intimidating talaga. So, for me, nag-work yung kapag medyo siga, magre-relax ako. Like, pipilitin kong mag-sit back. Minsan, aakbayan ko yung likod ng chair ko. Yung talagang medyo...
Wait, hindi na mirroring yun?
Ano, hindi, in a way, nagre-react ka sa ano niya. Yung parang, hindi ako natatakot sa'yo, relaxed ako, gano'n. Tapos mag-joke-joke ka. Yun, ganun. Tapos, i-detect mo naman, meron namang mga super sensitive naman, tsaka mabait. Yun, balikan mo sila ng warmth. Yun, I guess yun.
What about talking to younger kids?
I don't know yet. Yun yung parang kailangan kong matutunan kasi nararamdaman ko yung age gap. Yun.
Ako rin.
Yun.
Podpals.
Help!
Help us, old millennials, how to talk to you.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yun.
Now we've come to the part of the show that's mm-hmm. your favorite.
Podpal answering machine.
This is from the Spotify comments.
Again.
Yeah.
So yun, let's remind our podpals lang. Please write your rants, your reviews, your praises, your comments on our Spotify page. Nakakatulong siya sa amin. Sa algorithm namin. And of course, nalalaman din namin what works, what doesn't, how we can improve.
Yeah. Yun, sabi ni Jay Vins, ang saya ng episode, favorite ko rin yung enemies to lovers trope. Sidebar, kinilig ako din sa part ng episode na nagkikwento si Wincy kung paano niya hiningi yung number ni CJ. Haha.
Yee.
I think madami-daming nag-react dun. I guess nakakilig. I don't know. Nakakilig ba?
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's it, Podpal. Salamat.
Na-awkward na naman siya. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel. Bye! This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.